Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Just because it's summertime doesn't mean Indiana University women's athletics is taking any time off. A busy summer and busy performances are happening, including Lily King. She's participating in the U.S. Swimming Championships up in Indianapolis this week. Heck, she's only gone 2 for 2 with 2 gold medals. She looks to add a third tonight, and she also added to her haul this week the Big Ten Female Athlete of the Year. That's the first one ever in the history of Indiana University. That award has been given out since 1983. Women's basketball has been in the news as well. They announced they are going on a foreign tour starting in early August. They will be heading to Italy to play some games to bond. That will get them some extra practices as Terry Morin's crew looks to get ready for the 2017-2018 season. And their Big Ten ACC opponent has also been announced. Louisville will be the opponent coming up. And the Simon Scott Assembly Hall will be the site of that game. That'll be a busy two-nighter as Indiana and Duke, November 29th. And Thursday night will feature the women's Big Ten ACC Challenge as the Hoosiers host the Cardinals. Former Bloomington South standout golfer Emma Fisher, who now plays for Clint Walman's Indiana Hoosiers, is currently third at the Indiana Women's State Am Tournament up in Peru at Rock Hollow. Emma will tee off on Friday and hope to catch 36-hole leader Julia Potter. She has a 6-stroke lead on Fisher. Also competing is her Indiana teammate, Per Sirico. She's tied for 20th. Fisher's playing the course for the first time this week, but not much bothers this soon-to-be sophomore, and we'll see if she can catch the 6-time champion, Potter, on Friday. Reds on the radio tonight. They host the Chicago Cubs. Marty Brenneman's pregame begins tonight at 7. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Part one of our reports today focused on IU women's athletes competing this summer and picking up more hardware. And part two enjoys more of the same. As we focus on the Big Ten Medal of Honor winners and the Big Ten Field Athlete of the Year has added another award nomination to her busy spring and summer. Sydney Clute, the senior pole vaulter, was named Big Ten Field Athlete of the Year. She broke her own record in the pole vault at the Big Ten Championship. She went on to the NCAA Championships, finishing 4th place and earning her 3rd first-team All-America distinction. Clute has also been nominated for the 2017 NCAA Woman of the Year. The Woman of the Year honors graduating female college athletes who have exhausted their eligibility and distinguished themselves in academics, athletics, service, and leadership throughout their collegiate careers. Each conference will select 2 nominees to be put into the Woman of the Year selection committee, and then the NCAA will pick 10 winners from Division I. The Big Ten Medal of Honor was awarded to athletes in both the women's and men's sports, and collecting the prize for the Indiana women was Karamia Sirigos, the senior softballer. She was also named first team All-Big Ten earlier in the season. She finished her Hoosier career tied for 5th in program history with 25 home runs and finished 2nd with 117 career walks. She joined Indiana men's soccer player Derek Creveston as the IU Medal of Honor recipients. Reds return to the radio tonight. They host the Chicago Cubs. Marty Brenneman's pregame begins at 7 o'clock. And don't forget, Reds and Cubs tomorrow afternoon at 4. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.